Important BitTensor update.
BitTensor has just revealed a massive change to their roadmap, and this is something you need to know about.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing a huge update to BitTensor. It includes a new roadmap and a new way that their entire ecosystem is going to work.
So what does this mean for you? Well, BitTensor is very forward-thinking. You know, this is all, I think it was founded back in 2016. This is all about creating decentralized artificial intelligence. They already had the foresight to know that, look, centralized artificial intelligence, no good. Decentralized, much better. There's a number of reasons for that. But again, they've put on their forward-thinking hats and realized that the SEC is probably going to start clamping down on certain projects. We're seeing that with Ethereum right now for centralized reasons. So everything that BitTensor is doing right now is to ensure that it sticks around, whether the SEC cracks down in 2 years from now, 6 months from now, or 100 years from now. They want to ensure that BitTensor exists and will forever be there as a decentralized artificial intelligence project for everybody to harness.
And it's really interesting the way they're doing it, because obviously the focus is on long-term success and survival, but at the same time, they're implementing a bunch of different mechanisms to grow the ecosystem, both in the terms of the way the subnets grow, the way the subnets communicate, the way the subnets are rewarded, and all kinds of things to make it a much more fulfilling ecosystem for not just TAU holders or TAU stakers or subnet developers or subnet users. So if you are a BitTensor TAU holder, if you're in it for the long run, if you're in it for a trade, whatever, if you're looking for an entry on BitTensor, this is an episode you need to watch.
So what they're doing is they're doing everything for decentralization, because they're trying to follow in the ethos of Bitcoin. Bitcoin has already been deemed a commodity, not a security. They want to ensure they follow in Bitcoin's footsteps, which they've already kind of mimicked with their halving cycles, the 21 million supply, and all these other things. So what they're doing, trying to become as decentralized as possible, they have a huge goal of rolling out 1,000 subnets by the end of 2024.
Huge.
There's currently 32.
That's a massive change.
Pretty wild, eh? When you have 1,000 subnets all competing, all communicating with, think of the developments what we're going to end up seeing. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens to the price of TAU moving forward because of that transition.
For sure. Well, think about this. In 2022, BitTensor had one subnet. At time of recording, they have 32 subnets. We could see a parabolic explosion to over 1,000 subnets, which is, it'll change the game. If you really want to get an insight into what it takes to build a BitTensor subnet, how BitTensor subnets operate and communicate with one another, and just the level of intelligence that the people that make BitTensor subnets have, watch our episode, our interview with the founder of Subnet 8, Taoshi Arash. That was a really awesome interview. Gives you a great insight into the mind of someone building on BitTensor. Now imagine we have 1,000 of these guys,
yeah,
these teams building on BitTensor, the community, the breakthroughs in artificial intelligence that will be able to be achieved by this group mind think in BitTensor ecosystem compared to these walled off centralized ecosystems, not even ecosystems, walled off centralized apps in OpenAI, Google, and all that kind of stuff. It's really, they're creating a snowball effect in decentralized AI. That's why we've been in it from the start.
Yeah, so instead of having 32, or what I think when it first started off, it only had one. When you get to 1,000, it's putting everything to more hands, making it more decentralized, meaning the SEC can't clamp down and be like, look, you guys are a centralized entity. So they have this dynamic towel proposal, which will be rolling out over the upcoming weeks and months, basically focusing on ensuring the accuracy of the rewards for the different subnets and achieving a deeper level of decentralization, which will occur within the ecosystem. And it will force TAO holders to start engaging with and be more present. Because I think like one of the things that the SEC always says is like, something is a security because you rely on other people to do the work for you for a return. But when you're dynamic and you're a TAO holder, you actually have to participate in some regards to actually receive the rewards that you're going to be receiving.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's what this dynamic TAO is all about.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. I feel like we're probably going to end up doing a standalone update episode on BitTensor when that rolls out. But even if you just read into some of the things that are coming out of BitTensor with this update, so their plan to roll out to over 1,000 subnets. At that moment, and going forward, there will be no possible way for one centralized company or organization to compete with the amount of data and machine learning processing power that will be achieved, because you're taking advantage of GPUs and computers and ecosystems from all over the world that are all connected via BitTensor, right? So as of this moment, BitTensor has added 10 terabytes of data in a few months.
Yeah.
Over 300 gigs a day. And that's with 32 subnets. Think about the processing power that will be added on a daily basis with 1,000 subnets. From a cost perspective, from a technical hardware perspective, there is just no way that OpenAI or Google or xAI, they won't be able to compete with BitTensor. And what you will see happen with that is, again, I use the term snowball effect, but it's like if a developer who wants to make the most cutting edge AI app, you have a choice. Are you going to go build on this framework, this framework, this framework? Well, they're going to be attracted to the largest, most powerful, and most fair ecosystem in the world, and that's BitTensor.
Yeah, you're receiving TAO rewards, right, when you are a subnet on there and when you're one of the best. And that's one of the things when we started covering BitTensor over a year ago was the fact that BitTensor has created this moat that the centralized entities are not going to have the computing power necessary to keep up with BitTensor. Nor are they going to have access to the computing power and the information that is being shared. You're in OpenAI right now, or you're in one with Google or something. But there's a breakthrough that's happening within BitTensor. Are you going to have access to that information? If you do want it, you're going to have to pay for it, which is going to cost a lot and drive the price of TAO up. Or if you're an engineer within OpenAI, how much information do you really have available to you? You don't have what BitTensor has.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
So I think other than the fact that, okay, we've established with the new BitTensor community roadmap update, they're continuing to foster explosive ecosystem growth. Now, going back to what you mentioned at the start of the episode, which is maintaining decentralization while this happens. So it can be a bit tricky. What BitTensor has said in their latest roadmap and what they want to try to avoid is what happened with Ethereum. So what happened with Ethereum in the early days is they had a pre-mine. And eventually, even though it is decentralized proof of stake, about 50% of all the tokens were in centralized entities. We had a bunch of big players that controlled the Ethereum ecosystem, so to speak. So BitTensor, they're now, even though they're fostering this massive expansion, they're pushing out the governance of BitTensor as the ecosystem expands. So the more stakeholders that you have in the TAO ecosystem, the more subnets, the more that all of these people are going to have their say. So if you have over 1,000 subnets, they want over 1,000 people all involved in the governance by not only holding TAO and staking TAO, but being, as you mentioned, like active TAO members. So by expanding the ecosystem and pushing TAO out and making it not a security, they're also going to be improving the governance of TAO by having more stakeholders, and you just be almost virtually impossible for one stakeholder to control decisions at BitTensor because there's going to be so many in a rapidly expanding ecosystem.
Yeah, a wider range of voices. Mm. It's interesting. Like, I want to see them get listed to exchanges. And I think that will, allow more people to get into it because how to buy right now. Look, you can pretty much, there's a couple of exchanges. I don't know.
BitGet.
BitGet. You can buy it on BitGet. You can maybe get some on Rocket Exchange. From a decentralized exchange, it's like RapTAO, I think you can obtain. Mm-hmm. But in that, there's not like a ton of places to get it. They are being approached by centralized exchanges. But again, because it's no central entity, there's no way gifting them tokens to get the listing.
Yep.
And what they've done is they don't want to pay market makers to fake the liquidity. Remember when we first started talking about the volume was like 300,000?
Yeah.
Super tiny. Now it's like 50 million a day. Pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at any of the projects in the top, and this is so funny, like during the bear market, you look at like a bunch of these layer ones and they're seeing like $200 million in volume a day. It's like, nobody's fucking trading this thing that much.
No.
That's market makers.
All fake, yeah.
Injecting false liquidity into it. Again, BitTensor's vision and the way they want to keep everything is organic and natural growth. So the exchanges listings will come. It sounds like they are being approached, but the Open Tensor Foundation is not reaching out to others to get them listed.
For sure. And, you know, they understand that, you know, the access to the Tau token is potentially holding back the price growth. But when we started getting into BitTensor, it was very clunky. You know, we were able to get it on BitGet, thankfully, but to stake it, it was some JavaScript wallet. It was, you know, all kinds of to input these crazy code with all these zeros. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But as revealed in the new BitTensor update, they've got a mobile wallet coming soon, right? So even though they're not going to be potentially getting on centralized exchanges very quickly, they're going to have a mobile wallet, which will make it easier to get your Tau, hold your Tau, stake your Tau, which will, I think, break down a lot of the barriers to entry for a lot of these prospective investors. If there's a mobile wallet, that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm really looking forward to that because we are dealing with some clunky things right now to be able to stake it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, they want to become the internet of intelligence. Infinite scalability. They see multiple chains operating within BitTensor. And we're starting to see that with like different projects now starting to incorporate BitTensor, trying to get in there. Like we saw AIT Protocol jump on one of the subnets.
Yep.
OPSEC connecting as a validator. But I also seen there's some communication between DAG and BitTensor. So I think we're going to start seeing, I think, more adoption from some different chains coming into the ecosystem, which would be pretty unique.
Yeah. And one of the main things from the BitTensor update is that, okay, look, we see they're moving towards, they have plans for this ecosystem to become massive with thousands of subnets. Now, they understand that while the foundation of the BitTensor blockchain is always going to be proof of work, proof of authority to keep it secure, decentralized, much like Bitcoin, they know that in order to achieve scalability and speed, they're now going to be implementing a proof of stake layer for subnets to communicate with each other onto BitTensor. So they're still going to be maintaining the speed and security of their proof of work, proof of authority, but they're putting in this proof of stake hybrid layer, which is going to be specific to running chain nodes and subnets to improve scalability.
Right.
So again, this is all technical stuff. And if you really want to find out all the details, you can check out just a recording of the spaces.
Yeah.
Listen to these guys talk.
That's where I got my information from.
Yeah. It's like, man.
Rightfully not, man. The guy's most technical questions ever. It's like, yep, this is a. It's like,
yeah.
Holy shit. These guys know their stuff. Eh?
Yeah. We're trying to break this down in simple terms, but it is difficult. But what you need to know is BitTensor, look, their priorities are keeping this thing decentralized.
Yeah.
Keeping That's it the biggest alive thing. Because a lot of these projects that you've kind of started us gravitate towards us as our larger bags are projects that are actually doing good, right? BitTensor. This is our shining beacon of light in a world where artificial intelligence in centralized companies can potentially wreak havoc. We might not be, around in 20 years based on some of these predictions. There's the guy that tweeted, centralized AI may wipe out all humanity within the next 20 years. The guy says that 20% likely. Right? BitTensor is potentially our solution.
Yeah.
And like Axe and DAO, right? AXGT. These guys are disrupting the medical world from a decentralized point of view and putting all of these new projects, incubating them through with real people's data, through a decentralized device,
yeah,
solving medical issues. Like Axe and DAO is the BitTensor of the medical world. That's why we like it.
Yeah.
BitTensor, decentralized AI. It's the Bitcoin of AI. That's why we like these projects because, you know, as much as some of these projects we talk about, you know, they're great, maybe short-term hold, long-term hold, solving problems, games, whatever. But like real projects solving big world problems to make this world a better place, you know, as corny as that sounds.
Yeah.
It's legit. It makes me
you want
feel
to
better
hold,
about
yeah.
holding it.
Yeah. You want it. It's like you're contributing to something, right?
Yeah. Contributing to
and,
something.
And I think that finally, well, that's like I said in one of our previous episodes, the projects that I think are going to do the best is ones where people are not seeking profit off of, but actually see the intrinsic value and see the greater good and will, you know, end up holding those a little bit closer.
For sure. So yeah, look, that's basically where BitTensor's at. That's where Tao is at. That was from all of our explanations of the latest roadmap, the community notes. If there's anything that we missed, if you're a BitTensor OG, if you're in BitTensor, there's something important that we missed, let us know in the comments. You know we're always going to keep you guys updated with everything BitTensor.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
Purposes only.